This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Jim, what did we see happen with the grains yesterday? What are we looking at here today on Friday?
Well, good morning. We had some strength coming out of the New Year's holiday yesterday and coming in today. We're giving some of that back. You've got corn down 4 cents, beans down 9 to 10 cents, wheat's under pressure as well. So a little bit of technical resistance was hit on yesterday, or just fell short of. The March beans got really close to the 100-day moving average, couldn't take it out. Last night they tried to up a little bit, couldn't take it out. So maybe seeing a little bit of technical correction there. On the March corn, if you go back way back, Mark, you look at where we were in February last winter, we bottomed the March corn contract at 459.5. Yesterday's highs are 59.75. Last night's highs, 59.75. So you kind of went right up to that point resistance and couldn't take it out. So we're seeing a little bit of technical correction in the corn market as well.
So to that point, Jim, you know, for so long we had seen 450 as such a key number for corn and then $10 a key number for soybeans. And then we had that rally here the last few days to get back to those numbers again, essentially. And then now maybe just a little bit of correction and we'll probably hover around those numbers again.
Well, we'll probably back off a little bit. I mean, where we're looking at right now is a couple things. We're still looking at the weather in South America. Okay. So Argentina has still been very dry. Southern Brazil, that's been partly what's been fueling this rally. But then, you know, the big thing, what we're looking at next week is two big reports.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Hi, my name is Lauren Botine, and I've been a certified crop advisor in Iowa for 4.5 years now. The Iowa CCA program is valuable to me because it allows employers and customers to have a peace of mind knowing that they have a trusted agronomic advisor and partner helping them in the field. The CCA program's rigorous continuing education, informational updates, and highest ethical standards provides comfort to customers in the field knowing that I am equipped to address various agronomic topics and trends. To learn more about becoming a certified crop advisor, visit iowacca.org.
March corn down 4.25 at 455.25. March soybeans down 8 even at 10.04 even. March soybean meal down 7.60 at 312.30. March soybean oil up 21 cents at 40.48. Chicago wheat down 6.5 at 539.25. Minneapolis wheat down 3.75 at 585.75. Kansas City hard red wheat down 6.5 at 545.25. March oats down 1.5 at 328 even. On the Merck, February live cattle up 77 cents at 194.37. January feeder cattle up $1.10 at 267.57. February lean hogs down 42 cents at 80.72. February pork cutout unchanged at 92.20. Class 3 milk up 9 cents at 20.45. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.